Phoenix Audio presents
Tangled Vines by Janet Daly. A television satellite van bearing the News 4 logo of the local NBC station in New York stood at the curb a short distance from Playmates Arch in Central Park. A co-anchor on the evening newscast at KNBC for almost 2 years now, she was in full makeup, her auburn hair drawn back in a French braid. She set off to join the camera crew on the footpath to the arch. As she drew close to the crew, she was recognized, and a male voice shouted from the gathering of onlookers, "Hey, Kelly, aren't you worried about coming here to Central Park?" "Only with you," she countered quickly and smiled, automatically scanning the crowd to locate her caller. An older man stood well apart from the others, his face turned in profile, his dark hair threaded with strands of gray. He was dressed in a plaid shirt and had a faded pair of golf green slacks, sharply creased. The clothes, the cocky sneer of his lips... Kelly went cold when she saw him, fear freezing her in place as images flashed. A hard-knuckled fist swinging with force, pain exploding in white-hot arc, silencing a half-born cry, the jerk of brutal hands, the stench of whiskey breath, a small, frightened voice sobbing, "Don't hit me, Daddy, don't hit me!" A string of violent curses, the taste and smell of blood. She stared, her face pale with shock, her mind racing in panic. How had he found her? How, after all these years... She had made a new life for herself. Dear God, she couldn't let him ruin that for her. Then the man turned, giving her a full view of his face. It wasn't him. Relief came in waves. Kelly glanced back at the man, confirming again it wasn't him. How could it be? He was still back in California, back in Napa Valley. She was safe. She had nothing to worry about. Nothing at all. The vineyard baked in the heat of an August sun. A tan Jeep with the insignia of the Rutledge Estate Winery painted on its doors sat at